A gift of the 1994 Bicentennial Celebration, the Heritage Trail highlights the extraordinary, often surprising history of our region that connects a host of sites of dramatic confrontations, battles, and sporting events. Hi, I'm Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join with me on an audio walk through Fort Wayne's history as we recall an outstanding person who brought transportation to our community, our state, and our nation. Jesse Lynch Williams, the man who had served as chief engineer for all Indiana's internal improvements in the 19th century, made his home in Fort Wayne. In 1854, Williams was appointed chief engineer of the Fort Wayne and Chicago Railroad. And when this company was merged with the Pittsburgh-Fort Wayne and Chicago Railroad in 1856, he became a trustee of the company. Later, the name of the line was known as the Pennsylvania Railroad. His most important railroad position came in 1862, however, when President Abraham Lincoln appointed Williams to be a government director of the Union Pacific in the Great Transcontinental Railway Project. He was reappointed by Presidents Andrew Johnson and Ulysses S. Grant and held the position until the Union Pacific met the Central Pacific at Promontory Point in 1869, completing the first railroad line across the West. It was his job as a director in the project to oversee the establishment of the route, and he spent many months combing the slopes and canyons of the eastern Rocky Mountains to produce the final report used by the railroad to lay its tracks. Williams' report demonstrated how the project might save millions of dollars in construction costs, and this led to investigations of the original proposals. It revealed in part the great scandal known as Credit Mobile, involving the corruption of contractors and politicians that reached as high as the vice presidency. Jesse Williams was vital to the development of transportation, beginning with canals and continuing with railroads as steam technology proved its value. Likewise, canals and railroads have played an important role in the development of the Fort Wayne region. In 1881, the New York, Chicago, and St. Louis Railroad, commonly known as the Nickel Plate Road, purchased the Wabash and Erie Canal right-of-way through central Fort Wayne. The construction of the railroad on the site of the old canal took place from 1881 to 1882 when William H. Vanderbilt purchased the system. While the Nickel Plate put Fort Wayne on another major east-west trunk line, the railroad also divided the city, discouraging growth on the north side. The Journal-Gazette Daily Masthead shouted out, "Why wait? Let's elevate!" And the call to elevate the Nickel Plate became a community issue throughout the first half of the 20th century. In 1947, Mayor Ball signed an agreement with the railroad to elevate the tracks, but it was not until 1953 the ground was broken for the project. Temporary tracks were laid, and construction of the elevation itself began on August 27, 1954. The project was completed on July 29, 1956, inaugurating an era of expansion to the north of the city. Jesse Williams spent the last years of his life in Fort Wayne, where he died in 1886 and was buried in Lindenwood Cemetery. Well, we've come to the end of our time for this trip. This is Tom Castaldi inviting you to join with me next time on the Heritage Trail.